Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Said he may be able.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Let's try it again. When you, what kind of problem I'm having? Oh, the problem is, New York said the problem is my microphone is the problem, not Mr. Tibbs. Seer, your microphone is the problem, not Mr. Tibbs. Your microphone is. All right. Okay, now you straighten me up now. I'm ready to go. Okay, start all over again. Okay, well, we start all over again. All right, start over again. 195 international countries. That part, was that heard? WCC? No. That one heard. Okay. Okay, what about 102.149? Was that heard? No. That wasn't heard. 195 international countries, 102.149, the fire and destruction of Christianity, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church teaching, and like we said, we have to make some detours in and out because so many things is coming on the table that we have to deal with. We have to deal with not only that, we got a memo based upon what's going on in Russia. Oh, Putin, he's kind of looking at cracks in the armor. He want to step his game up and do a little something to China. So I don't know about that. So there's lots of them on the table. One thing about it, the Six Anointed Camps, we ought to do what we can, and that's why we tell the Six Anointed Camps, you got to step your game up. You got to be represented with them branches on. You got to know how to precept your Bible. The key to it is precept your Bible, and you must have your fringes on. Fringes. That separates you from the rest of the other nations, your fringes. So you got to step it up, or Yahweh is not going to accept you by being half-stepping. Ain't no half-stepping. Remember, the Passover is a week away on the Passover. Royal white garments on Passover. Royal white garments on the first day of unleavened bread, then the rest of the days back to your normal wear of the royal blue garments. Thank you, Mr. Till. WCC. So I'd go back and repeat everything I said, huh? So happened I remembered a lot of it. All right. So I'm going to find Mr. Till's now and bring him in, and let's see if we get something going on. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, "Brother, Mr. Till's." Yahweh
be with you there, Seed Royal. And Yahweh bless you, Brother C.S. Royal, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. They told me first, your microphone was down, but they found out it was mine. only one was hearing me was the studio out of New York and the WCC. So you was fine all the time. So now I'm ready to go. You ready to go? 195 international countries. 102.147 is online for tape number 32. So still take your time because I got to get my coat off and get myself together. But I'm prepared to do it with my coat on or off. Make no difference. You on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yakwa bless you, Brother C. Israel. And I think that increasing number that we have is 102,147 people that came to hear the words of Yakwa, which is what we mostly hear, and some listening never understand. And we come to see those things that most of us here see, and some can never find. And we always touch those things that most of us usually touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. And you ask yourself why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And as I said before, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, from our increasing number that's attending Yahuwah's ministry, we can tell there's a lot of us to come for the good of Yahuwah's word. And we receive it. We commend unto it. And those of us with wisdom add unto the word. And some take the same word and cast it behind their back, which is not so good for others. They have also got the appearance of raving wolves and sheep clothing that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's all on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many of us have seen the same thing. These are people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahweh, not who sits to your left, not who sits to your right. So at this time, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you live with exciting topics from the King James Bible. I get all excited when I start talking about Yahuwah's word. We come to you with exciting topics about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that already know, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which is 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. You might see menu under the line this time. Clicking this, again, you see choices. Still follow the same instructions, choosing tithes and offerings, as you did for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind. to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also to build the school, banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available, but only during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line this time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses that we use also. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics, even you can relate how you enjoy our program. Also, we have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them, however, before broadcast time or afterwards. Would greatly be appreciated is not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few Bible verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or a woman's religion is vain. But as you can imagine, there are still those that are out there to do the opposite of what the Bible scriptures say. They call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Let's see what 29 says. 29, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing of all, is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but again, not the seer. He's usually often has tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. For those of you who take notes, you'll find out what that means in just a moment. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can call and listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible for any one of the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any number of days or any particular day. Well, as you can imagine, today is another exciting day for the Word of Yahuwah. And when we look, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word, which is a good thing. Those of us that commend it, add unto it, only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that they like, taking the verses' meaning totally another way, along with deceptive listeners, noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahuwah. They have clearly forgotten that we are only one man or one woman. And seriously, thinking about this, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son has told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So knowing this, we remember that no man or woman can actually measure their last days on earth. This is told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36. 36 says, "But if that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So knowing this, we also look that the Bible tells us, being a man or woman, we're measured by the works that we do, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, for instance, chapter 2, verse 18. 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Also in the book of James, you look at chapter 1, verse 25. Let's see what that says. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deed." Well, you can imagine at this point, I've seen a lot of people read the Bible. They are talked to about scriptures. And right after you get through mentioning it to them, they cannot even remember one verse after it was quoted. That's something. This is why I always say a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens a door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. Because there's those that out there that ask questions for learning. They're pretty serious and they want to know. And those that ask to see if you just know or to trip you up. That sounds like the work of a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, if you think about it, the teacher can gain experience by teaching because he already knows. Even a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to share knowledge with others that he has learned. I have to even admit this applies to myself when sharing knowledge. So at this time, we will pass our program right after I repeat what is said in Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, "I call in heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thy seed and may live." Well, we have a choice. Yahweh gave us that choice. So now, keep those Bibles open. Edify yourself in that choice. We should pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibbs. That was excellent on your part. And got a lot of memos on the table, but we got to stick with the program. Yeah, and back to, remember, this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps. We got to get in order. But Yahweh is not going to let you be able to excel by half-stepping. Get them fringes on and practice precept in your Bible by keeping in contact with the six anointed camps and rehearse the righteous act in precepting. Because that's how you'll get the answer to whatever you... Everybody can give an answer. Anybody can give opinion. Opinion is just like re-ends. And this will let you know where people stand when you show them that you got to precept that answer. And if they can't precept the answer, then they'll get excited because they can't do it. And then they'll holler about how great they are. But you're only great when you got Yahweh before you and you can precept your Bible. And get to the help issue. Now, remember one thing. See, Roy, we got a lot of health problems and we got memos on the table about how many young people have caught that virus that, you know, a lot of areas, but we ain't going to get too much on that neither. But the one thing about it, we have to be able to show and lead by example through Yahweh. You got to have your immune system built up. But your immune system will not be built up if you got Yahweh behind your back, you not got him up front. But now, if you got your Yahweh first, you got your Yahweh up front, then remember one thing. Here's some keys again. Remember the first things. Remember, we have ate wrong all our life. We have ate wrong. We eat after the 17 nations. 17 nations feed on things that is, got starch in it. Children of Israel did not eat no starchy foods. And that's the reason why they had less problems with sickness by not eating starchy food. Now, that's why we apply this among the six anointed camps about the 12 weeks that you got to first detox yourself with green foods and your juicer and eat your salads. You know, you detox yourself. Now, the reason why you're detoxing yourself, you're trying to pull all the bacterials and all the problems that you have in your body. Remember, the fungus and all kind of diabetes, cancer, all of it because of built-up mucus in your body. All type of diseases you have in your body, it's because what have built up in your body that got your lungs working overtime, your heart working overtime, your liver working overtime, your kidneys working overtime, your stomach digestive system is working overtime. So now you want to figure out, what can I do to have harmony with the inside of my body? And that's why it's so important to understand the 12 weeks is very vital. Get the 12 weeks in where you're going to detox yourself. You got your mucus system. You got your system open up. You're going to blow up all that mucus, all that vital ground. You know, now the key to it, to know that you still have it because of tiredness, weakness. That means your blood system is not performing right. Now, once you start taking what we have shown in other lessons to how you build your immune system up, because if you're feeling tired, that's because you got low blood. Your blood is not flowing properly. Your blood is not, I want to read a verse. In Leviticus chapter 17, in Leviticus chapter 17, because we just left the senior citizens, and we got a lot of problems, because one thing about it, you know, most of the senior citizen building, they cater your food to you. And if they cater your food to you, then this is, it can, not good. Okay, in the 17th chapter of Leviticus, tell you, listen to this real good. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, he's speaking to the children of Israel, the people of the book. He tell them in verse number 11, for the life of a flesh is the blood. The life of a flesh is the blood. What that supposed to mean? That means if your blood system, the reason why you exist today is because of the life of the blood. But if you terminate your blood with starching, all type of sugar in your blood system causing all these problems, your blood is not flowing right. So your heart can't act right. Your liver can't act right. Your kidneys cannot act right. You have to eliminate that to build your blood system up, your immune system up, where your blood will flow good. Let's see what it says here in verse 13. Oh, 14. It says in Leviticus 17:14, for it is the life of the flesh, that's the blood thereof. So what are you trying to tell you? He's telling you the key to it, what doctors would not tell you. Everything is about your blood. Remember, you only flesh and blood. Bones, flesh, blood. But the blood is the key. If your blood system is clogged up or contaminated, you're not going to feel right. You'll feel sluggish. You'll feel tired, you know, because of your blood system. Now, once you detox again, them 12 weeks, and by eating salads and breaking up all that fungus in your body where you're flowing now. Now, you got to drink a lot of water, and you got to exercise. Now, you know about the three exercises you do in the bed? Put that to the side for a minute. I'll get something real important. Your blood system, when you sleeping at night, your blood just lays out, and really your blood be so laid out that sometimes you can touch part of your body and it like it's numb, it's not moved. Because your blood is laid out. And you feel sometimes you got to check your leg and hit your leg to get some feeling back in your system, right? That's your blood system. Now, what you got to do? You got to get on that air stepper or a trampoline daily. Very important. What you doing? You got to shake that blood back up. You got to. And the more you shake your blood up, the better you will feel. After the pain, you're gonna catch all kind of pains first. Now, that's why I said you got to do everything you can to make them 12 weeks. Everything you can. Because your body going to resist you. Your body going to tell you, oh, man, the pain too rough, too much. Listen, you got to win them 12 weeks. Now, once you win them 12 weeks, your body understand that you mean business, then what you'll start doing is reversing the aging in your body. You reverse aging in your body. You'll stop it and you'll reverse it. You know your age always going to be whatever it is. I'm talking about your age of your years. We're talking about the age of wear and tear in your body. Once you start the machines that are, you're going to detox yourself. Now, your body understands that you're going for the win. Your muscles it's going to start increasing. Your blood going to start flowing better. It'll stop the aging process inside of your body. It'll stop the aging process inside of your body, and it'll reverse it. It'll put it at a standstill. Once you start checking your blood up every day, the more you check your blood up, the better you will feel. When your blood is, check that blood up. The more you shake your blood up, after the pain come the gain, the better you will feel. You will say, man, my body's not going to turn back the hands of time. Yes. What you doing now? You eating right, and you shaking the blood up in your body. A lot of people go to the hospital, and the doctors take out a lot of their blood and put it in a machine and shake it all up and put it back in them. How you feel? Oh, I feel much better. But they, all the, what doctors have been told you, you had your trampoline or air stepper where you don't put no strain on your ligaments, you can get your blood to start moving back and forth, up and down. The more you work out on the trampoline, the more you work out on your stepper, what you're doing is building your immune system up. You will stop the aging process in your body, and you reverse it. You reverse it. Then all of a sudden, you won't be walking so heavy. You won't be so tired. You won't be drowsy. You want to get, you want to do some things because the life is in the blood. The more you work out on your air stepper, the more you get your blood to start flowing. Your blood has settled in your waistline down, and that's why you're so tired. That's why you got you. A lot of men just impotent. They got all kind of because they stopped up, and then they go buy some pills. All the pills do is I don't know what they do for you, but they'll all you gotta do is just clean your system out. Get your ass stepper. Oh, it's going to fight you. It's going to fight you every day. It's going to force you to where you got to go get some Epsom salt. Oh, God, dog, I'm laying there. My bones, everything hurt me. I know. But I'm telling you something. After your 12 weeks, you got a victory coming. Now, after you stop the aging process from the inside of your body, you can't stop your age. You were always age. Remember, Moses went to be 120 years old. But every part of his body was working at 120. Reverse it. Reverse your sickness. Reverse your sluggishness. Reverse your tiredness. Short of wind. The more you... the more you build and stick your blood up. As I did first, and what they be looking for, I'm on, he sitting in a wheelchair somewhere. He out there at the reunions, at the Passover, walking around, shaking hands, doing it. I thought you were sitting in the... No. I took heed. The more I shake my blood up, the better I'm going to feel. See, Ray, a wise seer will direct his peoples on the truth. The more pick up your blood, the better you will feel. Your immune system will build up with the proper eating and your Yahuwah first now. It don't work without Yahuwah first. But the more you shake up the blood, in your body, the better you're going to feel. You're going to find, you, sometimes you might find yourself, might be standing up, and I'll tell you, you might do a little chef or something. You were feeling just that good because you studied shaking up the blood. The life is in the blood. If the blood get contaminated, you're not going to feel well. You're always going to feel drowsy. You're always going to feel sleepy. You're always going to feel, well, you got to go get something extra to make this happen. The more, see, the reason why we're telling you this, because we be around a lot of seniors. And they come in, broke all up and everything, but a lot of them is now giving a testimony about their new energy they came up with by getting them an air stepper, by getting them a little trampoline. And the more they shake their blood up, they say, the better we feel. See, the more you shake your blood up, the better you're going to feel. Just keep that in your mind. The more you do it, after you get past the pain. Oh, well, I can't do it, my leg. I know. But you got to whoop that body in suggestion where you got to stand some, I don't want to be sitting in no corner. Can't move and can't breathe. I'm going to get you straight by getting my blood right. Because all in your body is your blood that makes your heart work right, your livers, your kidneys work right. So if you got your blood all full of starch and it's contaminated, can't nothing function right. That's why you got to change the way you eat. You got to leave their food alone and eat the Bible food that prescribed for you. And I'm telling you something. Your body going to reverse itself back to the youth of your best age, 27 to 35, if you follow my lead. You'll feel your body from the inside feeling just that good. Or you might still be whatever age. Now, ain't nothing going to stop that. But you want to be able to live comfortable until the man shuts you down. And how you do that? The more you shake up your blood, the better you will feel. You got that special edition call Thursday evening? So we had to get that because we've seen a whole lot of people, some that have prescribed this and gave testimonies, feeling good. So I'm tired of being in pain. I'm tired. Why you know, it's just my age. No, it's not your age. It's your blood. It's not your age. It's your blood. Some people, when they lay down, you just about can touch them on their toe, and their toe feel like it's numb. Because your blood is so thick in there, it's so thick, it's numb. And I was telling the seniors, listen, you got to hold on. Everybody that gets you an ass step, a little trampoline, and try the best you can to every day do 30 seconds and rest up and do 30 seconds more. I can make a minute. Okay, good. Make a minute. Do your minute all week. If it takes you a month, do, because when you got pain, you got to stop. Do 1 minute. Check the blood up 1 minute. The more you keep shaking your blood up, the better you're going to feel. So they got the message. And one thing about it, 6 anointing camps, you got to be prepared to help those that want help. The more they shake up their blood, the better you will feel. Enough said on that. All right, remember this is special edition call Thursday evening, but we had to get that out the way because we too sickly, and now they got all kind of things for us, and they're going to be using you for a guinea pig. Right. Just check it out. Get your immune system together. One more time, I'm going to say it again. The more time you put in by shaking up your blood, the better you will. Got it? Good. All right, enough said on that. That's enough good talking. Remember, this is called a special edition call Thursday evening. And we're going to find Brother Yahshua Israel and bring him in. And remember, the Sabbath days is only this time tomorrow. Again, Sabbath day is gone. But remember what the day is. It's Sabbath. 6 more days. It's Passover. Passover, see right here. 6 more days. That is called New Year's for you. White garments pass. Eat a little meat. You know, pick them up, eat them up. Okay, talk. Unleavened bread come behind us. Have a day. Further, because they don't have the answers. We got the answers. Boy, so cute, I got the answers. Got to get in where you fit in at. Have to have your experts. Enough said on that. We're going to talk long enough. You meet your brother. But allow, boys, you say, brother, Yahshua Israel. Yahshua be with you, see you.
God bless you, see Israel. I'll see you, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahshua.
Hello, Yahshua, brother Yahshua Israel. You know, in Matthew's 25:21, it tells you about a well done, my good and faithful servant. And James 5:2, if you help anybody on the right track, it hides a multitude of your sins. Listen, I want every thing that I can have when I stand before the mighty one, because what he got written in that Bible, he going to do what he said he going to do. So that's why we is trying our best to have somebody to understand one thing. We ain't got to be this sickly. All we got to do, and some of the doctors will never tell you, shake your blood up. Luke. Chapter
12,
verse
12.
Brother Yahshua Israel, let's get something going on. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. I got a question to ask you, Brother Yahshua Israel, since my Hey, you recall knowing anyone, you know, when they laying there asleep and it seemed like their hand or their feet or something, it's so numb that you just about can touch it and they don't have no feeling in it. Have you heard of anything like that before? You know, when they go to sleep, their body gets so numb, it feel like they're dead. They be sleep. But it feel like they're dead. Their toes, you just about can take them and bang them on their toe, and they can't feel nothing. Hey, you ever experienced or know or heard of anything like that, Brother Yahshua Israel? Let's talk for a minute, Brother Yahshua Israel.
Yeah, I've heard of that fear to a certain degree.
That means what happened when you get older. You slows down and your blood gets so thick because, remember, sometimes, you know, you can look at water. If water sit long enough, the water get, if you don't stir the water up, the water gets thick. The water will get so thick and it turn into mud. It gets so thick. The water will, when you first put the water in, you see how it's moving all around. But you let that water sit. That water even get thick. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, Steve, right? The more you let your body sit, the more your blood's going to thicken in on you. Then you're going to think you need high blood pressure pills, diabetes pills, You think you need all that? But the doctors will tell you, listen, your blood too thick. They'll give you pills to thin your blood out. No, see, right here. You need pills to thin your blood out. What you need to do is stop eating all that starchy food. Put your yak water first, starchy food, put it, kick it to the curb, and shake up your blood in and out. So, you know, because people, sometimes you think they're dead. You touch them. Because, you know, I experienced it there because I had to go into one of the seniors' rooms. Was supposed to be in class. And they were asleep. And it seemed like they're dead. But they sleep. Oh, well, you know, when you do get them woke, you got to pull their legs down and let their feet have to flow about 10, 11 times to get stuck up. I said, listen, yeah, I know what to do for this. I know what to do for you. I know what to do for you. You got to get your blood. Your blood's so thick, your blood like mud inside of you right now. Your blood is like mud. Until you thin that blood out, you're gonna be where you are right now. Can't respond. Well, I need to precept something, Brother Yagdai Israel. So why do you use the name YHWH? Okay, I got that. I got proof Putin is talking. Got a whole lot of stuff on the table. But okay, we'll throw a verse down. We'll throw a verse down for the Sixth Anointed Camp to make sure you understand this. We're going to Luke 24. Yeah, Putin is he's trapped. Putin don't know it's time for him and nobody yet. It ain't time to whoop, not the United States yet. It ain't time yet. It's time that you get your banging on China a little bit or somebody over there. See, that's just your desire. But it ain't time to whoop the United States yet. It ain't got to happen. So you forget that part. Now, Luke 24, let's see what that say. That's the edition called Thursday Eve. Listen to this verse right here, and let's see what would you do with this six anointed camps. What would you do with a verse like this? Luke 24, 34, 35. Let's say it, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 34, and verse 35 reads, Book of Luke 24, verse 34, saying, Yahweh is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. Verse 35, they told what thing were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread.
Want to take a shot at that, bro? Y'all die as well.
I pass on this, yeah.
Read verse 35 again. Listen to verse 35. Six and on the camp. Listen to Israel. What's 35 say?
The book of Luke 24, verse 35. They told what thing were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread.
See, he was known of them in breaking of bread. See, he was known of them in breaking of bread. See, Yahweh was known of them in breaking bread. So, see, right, you know, you know, they do, they'll say, let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke for a minute there, Brother Yagdai. Look what they'll say, this is what he's talking about. We go on to Luke 22, and they'll say, that's what he's known at in breaking bread. By reading this verse right here, 22:17. 17 through 19. And now they are made a market. Anyway, it's a market now. It says in 22, 17 through 19.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, some of 17 through 19 reads, book of Luke 22, verse 17. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Verse 18. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine till the kingdom of Yahweh the Father should come. Verse number 19. And he took bread and gave thanks, and break it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
So the Catholic Church will tell you that the Eucharist that you get ready to put on your tongue, that we get ready to take in our hand, and our hand put on your tongue, this really is Christ. Jesus. So you got to take your Eucharist, and because he's in that, and then they'll take you to the sixth chapter of St. John. They'll take you to the sixth chapter of St. John, and they'll explain what this is, that when you take this right here, when you take the Eucharist. And they'll tell you this in St. John chapter 6. 53 down to 56. They'll take you here. John chapter 6. Verse 50. We're going to pick up verse 52 to make it sound good. We'll make a little short meal out of it. 52. Down to verse number 56.
The book of St. John.
Yeah, chapter 6. Verse 52 to 56.
The book of St. John, chapter 6. Verse number 52 through 56 reads. St. John 6, verse 52. Your God Judah therefore strove among themselves, saying, now can this man give us his flesh to eat? Verse 53. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, truly, truly I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Verse 54. Whoso eats my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. Verse 55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Verse 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in them.
So now they don't create a business with this with the Eucharist, and they said Christ is in the Eucharist. Because this is his flesh and this is his blood, so you have to take that. So now they have built up the Roman Catholic Church. That's why they really found this problem they got, you know, going on today. They can't mass where they get the Eucharist and. Another word that brother, y'all get the Eucharist and some else. What? Get the Eucharist cracker or whatever it is, the Eucharist cracker and they and what else they do? Help me out, brother, y'all. Is it? It's real on the tip of my tongue, but it ain't came out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Eucharist and
I didn't catch that, see ya.
They have what's called a mass, where they give you the Eucharist. It said the Eucharist is Jesus Christ. This is his. They give you give you two things. It'll escape me right now, but I know the Eucharist is supposed to be Jesus Christ. That's why they having an uproar now, because they want the bishops and all the priests to take that Eucharist on the tongue. But so scared that they don't catch something, they said, "Oh, you put it in. We don't even want to put it in your hand, really. They really don't want to put it in your hand. They don't got so nervous." But people been saying, "We've been getting it all these years. This Eucharist on the tongue. The priest will take it and put it on your tongue, and they'll give you something else. I can't think of it right now. It'll come to me, Brother Yakazaya, right, but I'm kind of struggling right now. It'll come to me, two things. The Eucharist and something else. What is it? You're on the clock. Come on.
As you refer to the grape juice, see?
Okay, yeah. That's what it is. Yes. So them two things that you get the chaser. You know, you get the bread, you get the Eucharist and the chaser. You get the Eucharist and the chaser. That two things that they don't want to give you that right now, because they don't want to catch nothing. They don't want to catch nothing. So now the people is complaining big time, and now they came to the seals front office saying, "What do we do about that?" I don't know what to do about that, because one thing about it, the whole world is gone after this right here. Especially they want the Eucharist and they want their grape juice, because they know Christ in that. But now we read Luke 24, now 35 again. Let's read again. Luke 24, 35.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 35 reads. Book of Luke 24, verse number 35. They told what thing were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking bread.
Yep, he was known of them in breaking bread. Now, what did he tell you to do in Psalms, verse 4 and 104? What do the Bible tell you to do when you're in a tight? What do the Bible tell you to do in Psalms 104, in verse 4, or 19, verse 4 and 104? What did it tell you to do?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 4. Verse number 104 reads, Psalms 119, verse 4. "I have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently." Verse number 104. "Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way."
So how you get the understanding of what he's talking about in Luke 24, 35, he was known by the breaking of the bread. See, so now, you know, in Amos 3, verse 7, he said, "I will do nothing but reveal my secrets unto my servants, the seer." So what he's saying, Steve Royer, we're going to precept that and get the answer. We're going to get on down the road. We ain't going to stay on that. Let's go to Sarai 15, 1, 2, and 3. Now we're going to go get the answer to that, what he was saying. So the Catholic Church is at an alarm today, because they can't, because the priest is not putting the bread, putting Jesus Christ on their tongue, but we can eat his flesh and drink his blood, you know, because all that is in the Eucharist. So, you know, that's a billion-dollar business right now. That's a billion-dollar business, keeping up the Eucharist, because, you know, you got to, at mass is what you want. You want the Eucharist and you want the grape juice to chase it down, right? Because now you know you got Christ Jesus Christ is in you now, because he's in the Eucharist. And you can't be saved unless you are a member of the Roman Catholic Church. See? So, but we're going to precept that now to the 15th chapter of Sirach 1, 2, and 3. Let's see, can we get, let's see what the Bible tells us, six anointed camps. What is he saying? This is what he's saying. Sirach 15, 1, 2, 3.
The book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse number 1. Sirach 15, verse number 1. He that fear of Yahweh would do good. And he that have the knowledge of the Torah instruction shall obtain her. Verse number 2. Now the mother shall she meet him and receive him as a wife, married of a virgin. Verse number 3. With the bread of understanding shall she feed them and give them the water of wisdom to drink.
Ain't that something? Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? That's nice. See, it's nice. You see how easy it is sitting on the couch? So you see what the bread and the wine, what the bread and the wine was now. They was known by, see, they was known by the breaking of the bread. But what is the answer to it? Ready again. Read that verse 3 and listen. Now listen. See, listen. It's going to come up on the table, six anointed camps. It's going to come on the camp. So you tell the Catholics, if those that come in contact with you, whether you bust the dough down and receive or not receive the Eucharist on the tongue and the grape juice, and now you are an uproar, you threaten to end your life if you can't get more Eucharist on there, on the tongue, because of what's going on. And who are behind this disease thing, it got to stop now, because the kids now have been clamped up in the house, and now they're committing suicide. A lot of things is going on. They got a, now they're catching a, what they call, help me out, brother, y'all die, yes, ready. They're catching a, what that is, give me a word. They're catching a,
They're crazy. They're crazy.
No. Well, yeah, that would have caused it, because they, you know, it really, is really, not a, you're heading in the right direction, of the word. They're catching a, Oh, I can't think of the word they're catching right now, Brother Yahya Israel. They're catching something. It'll come back to me.
Ain't claustrophobia?
Well, that's one of them too. But the number one they're catching, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it right now, and that's because they've been hemmed up so long now, and now, you know, big dignitaries now, they really having problems, because it's affecting the youngs now, because they all hemmed up and they don't know what to do now. You know, summertime is just about, it's time now, you know, to, and they be awaiting that statement from what to do, and they want to take their Eucharist and their grape juice again. They want things to return back to once before. I can't think of the word that I want to come up with. Okay, I'll leave it like that, Brother Yagda. I can't think of the word right now. But it'll come back to me, because, see, remember, back in the days, them drugs was not a problem when they was in a certain people's community. But when the drugs start getting in other folks' community, that's when it became a problem. So now, where the fact that a lot of teenagers now is committing suicide, they are, this word is they're coming up with now? Oh, shoot. I was asked a lot of questions about this, and I gave my answer, but right now it don't escape me. But let me think about it. We'll get it. It'll come back to me. When it come back to me, thank you, Brother Yagdai. Yes, it'll come back to me later. But, you know, now it's affecting the economy, and then the same token, now it's affecting, and Putin over there, you know, he walking around with no shirt on all the time. Now he thinks it's a break in the world now, where now he want to, you know, test his muscle out. He think he gonna go over there and he thinking about whooping China for a little while, you know, because of what they trying to do. So a lot of stuff going on, but we just can't take care of everything to take care of this thing. That's why the main thing, if the six anointed camps will get that right spirit on them, get them fringes on, and start being prepared to do this right here and preach up in this Bible, you make it more easier for time to come. You know, you make it more easier. Because it's gone hung. Now, so we find out when they go and read the 24th chapter, verse 35, it's not about the bread, it's the bread and the wine, but the bread and wine was talking about the right 15 verse 3. What does it say in 15 verse 3, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Sirach, chapter 15, verse number 3 reads, "With the bread of understanding shall she feed them, and give them the water of wisdom to drink."
You see that? That's what it was really signifying. The water of what that water was again, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The water of wisdom to drink.
The water is of wisdom, see, right? That was the water that he was giving them, the water of wisdom. Now let's precept that to St. John, chapter 4, and get a little bit more of the water of wisdom. And let's see what the water of wisdom is when you precept your Bible. The water of wisdom. We're going to St. John chapter 4, and we'll look at verse number 13 and 14.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 13, verse number 14 reads, Book of St. John 4, verse 13, "After the Son hath said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Verse 14, whosoever drinketh of the water that I should give them shall never thirst, but the water that I should give them shall be in them a well of water springing up into everlasting life."
See, that what he was saying to the 12 that was around him, take this bread, eat this bread, this is my flesh, and drink this right here. But the water he was talking about, the wine he was talking about, was the wine of the bread, the water of understanding. And Ephesians 5:26 says what?
Book of Ephesians 5, verse number 26 reads, Book of Ephesians 5, verse 26, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word."
So what he was doing, he was instructing them over the meal and using look up the word called allegory. He was using, help me out there, Brother Yagdai Israel. He was using
Similitude.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We're not gonna beat that. We could do that in class. So what he was, you know, we can only do so much when we come on these networks, period. So the point that we're making that, and then another thing, that they said Jesus Christ was in, is in, that's why we, the priest got to give us, because we want Jesus Christ in us. But see, when all this was going on, this is one of the greatest mystery and understanding. When all that was going on, fishing on the camps to teach others, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, we found out that, I mean, I got to get one more. In 2 Corinthians, I need a precept in 2 Corinthians there. Oh, y'all die, right. I need a precept. I understand that this was the bread and the wine that he was giving them was 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. This is what it was in 4, verse 6. What he was giving them in 4, verse 6. What was that? 2 Corinthians 4, 6.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 6 reads, "For Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our minds to give the light of the knowledge of the greatness of Yahweh the Father in the face of Yahweh the Son."
Mm-hmm. And what happened, that's why we tell you, communicate among yourself. Because there's many things that we got to bring to the table, but we can't keep on digressing. Verse 16. So look what it says in verse 16. Communicate among the camp, doing the work of Yahweh. Four 16.
The book of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. "For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day."
See, you got to put some time in this thing. You just can't pick the book up on the Sabbath day or have picking up on a class day. You know, on six nights a week on these networks. You got to pick this thing up. You got to get in this thing. You got to get in it. Get involved. Because then you won't be able to tell them the Eucharist, that was like symbolism. It was the understanding what he was telling them. It wasn't the bread and wine. Because you know you're going to be in position today. You're not going to be able to, you know, he is the Lamb. So you're not going to be able to afford all that stuff. So that's why he said the bread and wine with the understanding, the light of understanding, that was the lit. But to understand what? And when he was saying all these things, we're going to show you exactly when he was saying all these things. We'll go to Mark chapter 5, and you tell me what's going on here. And when he was talking to the peoples, we got to get a case in point when he was talking to the peoples. Mark 5:36-41. Listen to this.
Book of Mark, chapter 5, verse number 36-41 reads. Book of Mark 5, verse 36. "As soon as Yahweh's son heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the rulers of the temple, polluted synagogue, be not afraid, only believe." Verse 37. "He suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James." Verse 38. "He came to the house of the ruler of the temple, and seeth the turmoil and them that wept, and wailed greatly." Verse 39. "And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make you this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." Verse 40. "And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with them, and entered in where the damsel was laying." verse 41. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Kameen, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
Now what was going on now? So what was going on now? Let's run St. John chapter 19, verse 13 and 17. So what's going on now, see, Roy? Remember, the Catholic Church had an uproar about this Jesus Christ Eucharist on the Pope, on the tongue, and they won't know who behind all this thing because they can't stand it too much longer. You know one thing about it? People's crack up. You know, my mom would tell me a little joke. It was about two men that was getting ready to be hung. Let's get ready to be hung, see, right here. And one man was crying. I don't want to be hung. I don't want to be hung. And the other guy next to him said, man, we done killed all these peoples and done all this wrong, and you say you don't want to be hung. The man said, he said, it's easy for you to say that because you used to it. You used to it. See, dear people, we are on that struggle, and we don't found struggle being so much on us struggle that we don't figure out a way to entertain struggle. But some people can't stand struggle. That's why I don't know if the activist is not working right and get too hot. They just end it all. You know, you got people that were in it all, and that's what's going on right now. People's now they're getting an uproar because they can't do what they have once did now. The kids cannot, you know, they got to, that word will come back to me, hopefully, for this broadcast, or with word I won't. You know, it ain't came to me yet. But a lot of kids, is, you know, according to my memos, I'm hearing, is now they're committing suicide now. Because they won't be around their friends. They can't be around their friends no more. They can't go to school. If they go to school, this going on, that going on. And a lot of people are just taking their lives. And a lot of them saying, enough is enough. Whoever the snake behind all this, come on and clean yourself up. They'll start blowing the whistle, surely. The whistle going to be blown. You know why the whistle going to be blown? Same thing what happened back in the 60s. All that, the heroines and all the wicked drugs was in one community, it was fine. But when they start getting down state and start hitting their children, oh, that's when it got, now we got to deal with this thing now. That's the thing that ain't going on right now. Because a lot of kids now can't stand to keep on being cooped up. You know, wearing masks. They're tired of wearing masks. They want to go and have fun again. You know, they peeping out the window. The word gonna come to me sooner or later about what's happening with them. It's, you know, the word that, you know, how some people can't function around crowds no more. Brother Doc Don, it's a word they can't function around crowds, and this is what's happening to them now because they can't function around crowds right now. They've been out. They've been away from crowds so long, now it's hopping and functioning around crowds. You come back to me.
Introverted.
Well, no, that's not the word I want. Watch, you come back to me before maybe this class over with, or maybe before the Sabbath day's over with. It'll come back to me. This word that I want, it'll come back to me. But like I said, I guess it ain't for me to use it right now. Now, let's find out what's going on now. He said a tabata been interpreted means tabata, get up. Damsel, get up. Let's go to St. John chapter 19. See, this is one of the greatest mysteries. And 19 verse 13 and 17 says what?
Come back to you.
St. John chapter 19, verse 13 and 17.
The book of St. John chapter 19, verse number 13, verse number 17 reads, book of St. John 19, verse 13. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he called Yahweh the Son forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Shemitic tongue, God Batha, verse number 14, verse 17. He bared the tree, went forth into a place called the place of skull, which is called in the Shemitic tongue, blew the word Hebrew, Golgotha.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to St. John chapter 20, verse 16. See, you see, now we ain't said none yet, right? But I hope the six of known accounts, they, you know, they suspicious, they understand that he's, that something is in that, but he didn't comment on that. Let's go to St. John 20, verse 16.
The book of St. John 20, verse 16 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Master, Rabboni, which is the same Master.
Rabboni to say, Master. I ain't going to come in yet. Is anybody getting suspicious? Let's go to Acts 26, 14.
The book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 14 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 14. When we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Shemitic tongue, through the word Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks.
I ain't saying not yet. Is six on the caps, have you got suspicions yet? Acts 21:40.
The book of Acts, chapter 21, verse number 40 reads. Book of Acts 21, verse number 40. When he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and begging with the hand unto the people. When there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Shemitic tongue, through the word Hebrew saying.
Mm-hmm. So he spoke individually to Tabitha, individually to Mary or Magdalene. Now he spoke individually to Paul in 26:14. Now Paul is speaking to the peoples. And 22:1-2 says what? Acts 22:1-2.
Book of Acts 22. Verse 1 and 2. Book of Acts 22, verse 1. My brethren and fathers, hear you my defense which I make now unto you. Verse number 2. When they heard that he spake in the Shemitic tongue, through the word Hebrew, to them they kept the more silent.
Mm-hmm. And Acts 1:19, and why so? Why so was he doing what he was doing? Acts 1:19.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 19 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 19. And it was known unto all that dwelleth in Yagda Judah, the southern kingdom, so much as that field is called in the proper tongue.
Now, what have we just laid out before you? The field is the people's. The field is, let's go to Matthew for a minute, 13. And look at verse 38. One line across that. One line with the precept. Matthew chapter 13, verse 38. One line right across.
The book of Matthew 13, verse 38. The field is the world.
The field is the world. So he spoke to the field in the proper tongue. The field is the world. What world? 45:17 of book of what world? What world? See, this is what will happen here, Steve Reyes. What will happen here, Six Anointed Counts? Everything goes on like you never existed, Steve Reyes. That's why they able to do that. It's like a person, you know, got your shoes on, and you know it's your shoes on, but you can't. Say nothing or prove nothing. And he got your shoes on. He said, where are my shoes at? I left them on here. And you see a person with your shoes on their feet. And you can't take it from there. And that's what will happen to us right now, see, right here. The world act like the children of the book have never even existed, see, right here. And you got no fight on what they do. That's why they can say Jesus Christ is in the Eucharist, and the drink he's drinking is his blood. They can take, and we want our Jesus Christ on our throat, but we got no answer for that. What you reading, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse number 17 reads, "But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end."
So now let's come back to 26 chapter with 14 with that big club in our hand. Let's bring that in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's bring that in for clarification. Because when we read this verse from now on, Six Anointed Counts, with that 45:17 as the big closer. Now, y'all got to insert it in right there. Right here. And you got to have this. That's why you got to communicate with your fringes on among the Six Anointed Counts. Because it just, you know, people's in an uproar, but they don't know that what will happen to them is 8, 10, 11. Come back and read you again. They don't know this gonna happen to them. In the book of Acts chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, what'll happen in Acts chapter 8, verse 10 and 11?
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 10 and verse number 11 reads, Acts 8, verse 10, "To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest sin. This man is a great power, yet what?" Verse number 11. "To him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery."
You've been bewitched with sorcery. The whole world have been bewitched with sorcery. And that makes the whole world and 5:17 or 5:19 of 1 John. Which one I want, Brother Yahdai Israel? So that makes the whole world what? The whole world has been bewitched with something we'll bring out in a minute. After we get us some 5:19 out the way. 5:17 or 5:19 of 1 John. Which one I want?
The book of 1 John 5, verse number 19 reads, "And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness."
Whole world lies in wickedness. Let me show you why. Now you just read how they communicate. Now we come right back to 26:14 And seal the deal. Come on, seal the deal, Brother Yahya Israel. Seal that deal in 26:14.
The book of
Acts. Yeah, Acts 26:14. Yeah, 26. Book, go on, seal that deal for me in 26:14.
The book of Acts chapter 26, verse number 14 reads, "We are all fallen to the earth. I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in Shemitic tongue, through the word Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks."
Acts 1:19, reflecting back on 45:17. Let's see how you insert it in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Here go the game changer right here. Acts 1:19, and we're going to insert in what we know that is written in 45:17, what we just got to read in Isaiah. We've been inserting in right now.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 19. "And it was known unto all the dwellers in Yahdai Judah's southern kingdom, and so much as all the family of the children of Israel, the field, it's called in the proper tongue."
Mm-hmm. And the field is the what? The world. The world. The Israel's world. So when he was speaking to Israel, and he was speaking to Israel in the Semitic tongue. So you find you talk to individually, it was in the Semitic tongue. When he was talking globally to Israel, it was in a Semitic tongue. Now, you go and show me one place in the Semitic that now called Hebrew is a Lord God and Jesus in there. Show me one place in the original tongue, Semitic, Hebrew, Latin, or Greek, Jesus Christ the Lord. Show me one verse in there. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a figure of the imagination of those who invented him. They did not speak the English language. It wasn't even thought of till 449 A.D. It was not even in print till 1382 became a decree or law in 1382. So when he was saying, eat my flesh and drink my blood, he was talking about the understanding of the word to the children of Israel. You have to know your four-letter man, YHWH, not Lord God and Jesus. People is committing suicide over Lord God and Jesus. And Lord God and Jesus wasn't even spoken at this time. At the time of Acts 5, wasn't no Lord God and Jesus there. And St. John and Acts 26, they spoke the Semitic language. They spoke what you call Hebrew, Semitic language. Greek came in. Latin came in. Nobody knew about no Jesus Christ. That didn't even exist, see, right? So here's the point. This didn't even exist. Jesus Christ, that is a figure of the imagination after the 1700 when it produced the letter J. It come from Jesus and all that. So you committing suicide because you can't get the Eucharist and Jesus over you. Jesus is a figure of the imagination of those who use the name Jesus. Because everywhere we just got to read, to the peoples, individually, they were speaking in the Semitic tongue polluted for Hebrew. And the next tongue that came after that was the Septuagint, 294 Septuagint, and that was in Greek written by Israel. That they used the proper name YHWH in it. So it ain't no salvation in Jesus Christ in the Roman Catholic Church. It ain't no salvation. That's a figure of the imagination who those who hear that. And we can't get them out of the book because we can't even show the point that, hey, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, nobody, they weren't speaking of Jesus Christ when this was written. They were speaking YHWH. Wasn't no Bible points to the 6th century. So Semitics are called Hebrew and all that praying in the name of Jesus Christ, that ain't going to cut it, Steve, are you? That's why we read all these verses. And what he was giving them, he was washing them in the word of knowledge, the light of understanding about what? He was giving them in the light of understanding. Let's go to and find out what light of understanding he wants them in. In the 12th chapter, verse 17 through 20 of Exodus. This is what he was bread and wine in them over. He was bread and wine in them over something he told Moses in Exodus 12, verse 17 through 20. What did he say in Exodus 12, 17 through 20 to Moses?
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 17 through 20 reads. Book of Exodus 12, verse number 17. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mizraim, polluted word, Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever. Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. Verse 19, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. Whosoever eateth that which is leaven, even that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Verse number 20, you shall eat nothing leaven in all your habitation, shall you eat unleavened bread.
Read verse 17
again. The book of Exodus 12, verse 17 reads, and you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
So you see what the man was giving them, he was telling them about what's going to come after Exodus 12, 21. So this is what that bread and wine was about. It was about the 12:21 of Exodus. This was about, see, Ray, we sit on the sideline and we can't do no damage in this book. And it's written in Exodus 12:21, what?
The book of Exodus 12, verse 21 reads, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, rather and take you a lamb according to your family and kill the Passover.
And kill the Passover. Get the lamb and kill the Passover. Because in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, this is what this is all about. See, that's a smoke stream that they're receiving from false brothers that they'll bewitch the world. Because the 6th anointed camps can't take care of no business with the book open. They know they're doing wrong, but we can't do no damage. What kind of damage are we talking about? What are we talking about? What are we reading? Brother Yach got his room.
We just read Exodus 21. Exodus 12, 21.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, but give me a Hosea 5, 10, 11. Let's get a precept on that.
The book of Hosea, put over here in Joshua, chapter 5, verse number, what was that, verse number?
10 and 11.
The book of Hosea, put over here in Joshua 5. Verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, Book of Hosea chapter 5, verse 10. from Israel and kept in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at evening, in the plains of Jericho. Verse 11. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow, after the Passover, unleavened cakes, parched corn in the selfsame day.
Let's go to the book of Hebrew. The title called Hebrew 11:28. And watch what he say here. Watch what he say here in the book of Hebrew 11:28.
The book of Hebrew.
Now you remember the word was a ordinance forever. That was a word that was written in 12:17. Now look what's here in the book of Hebrew through the title called Hebrew 11:28.
The book of Hebrew, through the word Hebrews, chapter 11:28. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. If he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
Oh yeah? Kept it through faith, or did he keep it according to Exodus 12:17 again? Let's see what that faith is. He kept it. He kept it because he was a what? That faith, in this case, is a what? It got some 12:17 and some 13:10 on it. 13:8-10. Let's see what that faith is trying to tell us here, right here. 12:17 of Exodus.
Book of Exodus 12:17. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day, for I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
That faith is the covenant seed, right? The faith is a covenant. The faith is the covenant of keeping Passover and even unleavened bread. And that's the whole thing. We are blown the whole mission. It wasn't about the Easter. It wasn't about the Eucharist. By keeping you from away from understanding one thing. The covenant says you're supposed to keep the Passover and kill the Passover at evening. And the reason why you kill the Passover at evening is in Deuteronomy 21:23. Why so? Let's see why you got to kill the Passover at evening. And this is what we come in at. In the book of Deuteronomy 21. And this is the reason you got to kill it at evening. Because, verse 21, 23, listen to this.
The book of Deuteronomy 21:23. His body shall not remain in all night upon the tree. You shall in any wise bury him that day.
Go ahead.
For he that is hanged is accursed of Yahweh. That thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh or Yahweh giveth you for an inheritance.
So you had to hang him, because he's a Passover lamb. Kill him and get him down and put him in the grave. If you don't, defile the land. So he was nowhere near on unleavened bread. He was in the tomb by the time of unleavened bread, see, right, the 15th. So that's why this is what that breaking the bread and wine was about. He was letting you know the breaking of the wine is the story to tell your descendants to come about the Passover. The Passover is the last thing we hear anything about. We hear about Easter and everything else. The Passover, see, right? It was the bread and wine was about to remind you it's a Passover time next week. This is what we talked about, the Passover. And after that, unleavened bread. had nothing to do with no. That was a distraction to throw you off on the real picture to keep you sinning against the Almighty One. Because then nobody ain't told you. Why should they tell you? Because they don't already seal their deal. The Passover, see, right? On the 14th day, on 13th of the evening, it's the 14th. That's the Passover. That's the white garments and eat them up, drag them up real good, then come back for unleavened bread. Eat them up, drag them up real good with them same white garments. Back to back, white garments. Then the rest of the day, royal blue garments. That's what it's all about, see, right? This is the bigger picture. And you separated from the bigger picture, you know, getting caught up with all this antics and stuff like that. And you forgot the bigger picture, the Passover. This man came from heaven to die for you, and the bread and the wine was the bread of understanding that he must die on the Passover. And you're supposed to keep it according to 13, 8, and 10. What? What did it say, Exodus 13, 8, and 10? What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel, 13, 8, and 10?
Book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse number 8 through 10 reads. Book of Exodus
8 and 10.
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse number 8 and verse number 10 reads. Book of Exodus 13, verse 8. You shall show your son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. Verse number 10. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year.
So you see, that was the message, see, bro. You've been distracted through all kind of, you know, in your windows and stuff like that. The Passover, the unleavened bread. This is a game changer. He said you're supposed to keep this year to year forever. Until he returns, he's a Passover lamb. What did John say in 1:29-36? What did he say in St. John 1:29-36? I don't see Sister G, Israel, on the network, so you can get a couple more in. And look what it says here. Look what it says. What you working with?
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 29, verse 36 reads, St. John 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Yahweh the Son coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sins of the 12 tribes of Israel, the world. Verse 36. And looking upon Yahweh the Son as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh the Father.
Well, you see, this is the message, see, right? That's why you got to know how to deal with your Bible through the precept to get understanding and don't get caught up into antics. The bigger picture is the key. Knowing that he never even thought about no Jesus the Christ. Because Jesus Christ was an English word that wasn't even thought about until the 1700 when he could found the letter J from the I and I come from the Y. Don't blow the bigger picture. What about the Passover? Next week. Some white garments, red with some fringes on it? Next week. You went on the world tell you about what you're supposed to be doing for your Yahweh? That's why the blessing's been taken away from us. We get caught up into everything they got going on, and we never be about Yahweh's business. That's why the 16 on the camp got to step it up. You got to step it up and understand the pitch field, the bread and the Eucharist and the grape juice ain't got nothing to do. That's a Jesus Christ. That's something y'all made up. This is Yahweh the Son reminding the children of Israel exactly what he going to do, how he going to do it, and how he going to return. Because he made it plain to you that the reason why he said that in Acts 4:12 in the closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel, he makes it plain in 4 verse 12. What did he say in Acts 4:12?
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, Book of Acts 4, verse number 12, Is there salvation in any other? For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby you must be saved.
And the Catholic Church saying, oh, well, you be saved by Jesus Christ and they teach it. See, that's the biggest piece of manure ever was told. But we can't get off money. But we can't precept our Bible. We can talk a good game, but we can't precept the Bible. And that's when we dropped that verse earlier on the tape to see where would it go from there. And WCC, they were locked. They were locked. They can't figure it out. They probably can't figure it out now, though we don't gave the answer to it. So Brother Yahdai Israel kept eye about top part of the Saturday. And the bigger picture here, see, right? When he gave him the bread and the wine, he did this in my flesh, for my body. For me, he was telling you, do the covenant seed, right? Do the Passover. Do the unleavened bread. Do this to remember me. So now you're going to eat a little bit and drink them up a little bit, but make sure the eating and the drinking is one thing, but what is you eating and drinking for? To remember me, what I did on the 14th day of the first month, Abel, that you do year to year, the Passover, which starts on the 13th when the sun sets. That's what the remembrance was of the bread and the wine. So all these people falling out because they can't get a Eucharist on the tongue. You've been bewitched, period. Because the man spoke to everybody in the Bible in the Semitic tongue. Paul spoke to the people in a Semitic tongue. You look up the Semitic language, the Hebrew language, the Greek language, the Latin language, you'll never find Jesus Christ in it because it didn't even exist. You'll never find Jesus Christ in the Semitic, that's plural for Hebrew, the Greek, or the Latin. You cannot find Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a figure of the imagination of those that have been bewitched. There ain't but one name for salvation. That's the YHWH name. And that's why he said in 5:43, when I came in the body, I come in my Father's name. YHWH the Son. You see how easy it is, see, right? Come on, step your game up, six anointed camp. Communicate among yourself. Stop always reacting. Be proactive. Let's get it on. Brother Yahdai Israel, top part of Saturday next time I put the eyeball on you. You on the clock for your clothes. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, see Royal. Great work, Chief. To the four quarters of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Brother Yahdai Israel. I'd like to get Mr. Till's final thoughts and take number 32. So, you know, don't be bewitched with the Eucharist and the grape juice. And I got to get the Eucharist on my tongue because Jesus Christ is in that Eucharist. They don't create a factory. They don't create jobs making Eucharist and grape juice, and we react to all that, and we proact to nothing. It's not good, see, right? Bring Mr. Tibbs in for his final thoughts, and take number 32, the fiery destruction of Christianity, the great beast, and the Roman Catholic Church. Mr. Tibbs, what's your final thoughts? And thus says Yahweh, you on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me back until tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. Because we know that the most of us has came to hear the things that most of us already understand. And some listening never can place it in a reasonable manner. We come to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. And touching those things that most of us here can touch, others can never feel. For this is the wicked that can do none of these things. And why? Because the words of Yahuwah makes all this and more possible for the righteous. As I've said many times before, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, For the eyes of Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, by now, we do realize that there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We receive it, commend it, and add unto it. And some cast the same words that we listen to behind their back, which is not so good for others' learning. They are raven wolves in sheep clothing that come to see who all is attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many out there have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's for who not sit on your left or not to see who's sitting on your right. We're here for the reason of the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek, and you have found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have an announced special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. For the members that do know when the Sabbath is, it is from 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time, under the line, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, Give unto Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year, which we often mention on this program. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, question and answers of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is yhdh YSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Even you may let us know how our program is to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahweh's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards. It would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahweh's words. I've given a few verses for the Bible to mention why. In the book of Sirach, it tells us in chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, answer not before thou've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. Also in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as I've mentioned many times before, and many of us have seen, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just maybe ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Let's see what 29 says. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh. Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, as many of us have heard before. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program actually starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But, again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26. I will explain what that means a bit later. You should take notes. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 due to its start time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. And one other note, we are also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another enjoyable day for the Word of Yahweh, and we find that nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahweh's Word. And we receive it, commend it, and add on to it happily, only following by some taking the word, casting it behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to to look like they're paying attention, but they're lost when you are called to have them to speak. They are clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that, if that's all possible. Because if anyone says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahweh the Son has said about the impossible in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what 26 actually says. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So we have to remember this. Remember that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36, it tells us why. 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So we have to take heed in what the Bible tells us. As a man or woman, we're all measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. Once again, in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, it tells us, 18, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So this is why, when you attend this program of Yahweh's ministry, we ask you to keep your Bibles open. Learn the word of Yahweh so you may have good works also to pass to you and your loved ones. So at this time, we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That was excellent on your part again. And one thing about it, be prepared to teach you what you need to know, and thus says Yahweh. And that's what it's all about today right here. It's a ministry on the scene called Voices of True Israelites, and we bring you uncut and thorough breakdown in the word of Yahweh through precepts. We break things down through precepts, see, right? And that's what it says. The Catholic Church is tied up with the Eucharist and the grape juice. We found out that the Eucharist and the grape juice have nothing to do with that setting. See, that wasn't what it's about. That's why I said, see, right here. Somebody got to tell a story. Boys up to his life. We'll tell a story as it's written. Going back, if she can find Mother Eve, we'll go in for the close with Mother Eve. And remember one thing, top out of 7, only hours away. And remember, Passover, unleavened bread. Remember, Passover, white garments. Unleavened bread, white garments. The rest of unleavened bread, back to your royal blue garment. Why we always stumbling, bumbling, can't remember none of this? You know why? You get too caught up in the world. If you get caught up in the world, Yahweh take it away from you. He take all this information from you. You be fumbling around, can't find nothing. And one thing you will never be able to do, precept your Bible. Never be able to precept it. Because you know why? It'll tell a story. And once you tell a story, then you know one thing. You got to set the game up the right way. And that's why you see them bluffing all the time, talking a good game. But if they're asking the precept, they couldn't do it. Yahweh is not going to allow you to precept your Bible unless your mind change and be humble to hear the word of Yahweh and be a doer of the word. Mother E, Mother Z, Israel, I am a Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that Mother E.
Yahweh bless you still. Israel, the Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother E. Man, Mother Z, well, you know, properly, we understand that the man did not speak no English at all. English didn't even exist. So So all that diving out the window over some Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. That's not good. Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, because Jesus Christ is a figure of the imagination of those who have said that after the 1700s. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, see what that's saying. Let's run to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Let's see what that say there, Mother Eve. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. What that say?
Book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19 to 21.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
Book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19. Now the word of the field manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lewdness. 20. Idolaters, witchcraft, hatred, veteran, emulation, wrath, strife, and sedition, heresy,